getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Rick sent us a message, said, "Hey, Benny Kelly, my son just got a promotion at work to assistant manager, and it's his birthday.
Yay.
So could you call him pretending like you're an upset customer to mess with him? Love your show."
Oh, it's perfect. So Ryan, yeah, he got the nod. He of assistant manager. And so William Hassenpepper's got some complaints, though. So customer's always right. Right, Ryan?
Yeah.
It's your phone tap.
Food Market, this is Ryan speaking. How may I help you?
You said Ryan? Did you say your name was Ryan?
My name is Ryan. How can I help you, sir?
Listen, I shopped at your store, and it was nothing but problems.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry to hear that, sir.
First of all, I don't like the choices.
Okay, so you mean like the selection? Was there something out there that you could obtain that you wanted?
No, I mean the bags at the checkout.
The bags? The bags?
Yes, you've got paper and you've got plastic. Two choices?
Well, yeah, but those are pretty standard choices in most grocery stores, sir.
Well, I expect more choices than just paper or plastic.
Yeah, I understand that, sir, but some people also bring in their own reusable bags. Maybe you could do that if that's a better, more fitting choice for you.
Oh, I see. Now you want me to bring my own bags to your store. Listen, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying, but some people do that, and that you certainly don't have to.
And listen, this cereal I bought, I put milk on it, and it came back a half an hour later, and it's all soggy. What's up with that?
Wait, so are you saying your cereal got soggy too quickly? I'm really, really sorry to hear that. What kind of cereal did you buy? I know some get soggier quicker than others.
Well, I don't know. It's one of those generic cereals, like crispy corn nugget, fruity flakes, or something like that. I need a cereal that stays crunchy. Apparently, that's too much to ask.
Yes, it is.
Right. Absolutely. I completely get that. Well, if you'd like to return the box of cereal, we would definitely be happy to replace it. I mean, that's no problem.
Hey, listen, what about your carts? I was in there the other day, and some of the grocery carts have a big race car on the front.
Oh, yeah. No, but those carts are for kids to sit in. That's why the race car is on the front of them. So it's, you know, exciting and everything for the kids to be in the store and not get upset.
Well, listen, I was hit by a car once, so every time I see one of those carts on the car in the front, it gives me a flashback to my accident, and I'm triggered.
Oh, no. Sir, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's definitely not our intention at all.
Well, I'll be walking down your aisle, and one of those carts looks like it's coming right at me, and it's terrifying.
Right. Now, I could totally understand how that would feel. I'm sorry.
What did you say your name was again? Ryan?
Ryan, yes, and I'm the assistant manager here, sir.
Oh, wonderful. I bet your mom's proud. I have one more complaint, Ryan.
What is that?
Well, it's your dad, Rick. He always wants me to make these phone taps and call people on the 99.7 DJX radio. It's annoying.
Rick, my dad? My dad? What? Wait, my dad?
Yes, Ryan, your dad. Hey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and he wanted us to mess with you on your birthday, man.
What? Man, are you serious? Really? Oh, my God. That is crazy.
Ryan, you took it like a champ. My gosh.
Oh, wow. He handled you with perfection. And listen, it would be great, though, if he could start carrying cereal that didn't get so dang soggy.
I know.
In 30 minutes.
After a half hour. Come on.
Wow. Unacceptable.
Happy birthday and welcome to your phone tap. That was your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.